I'm sorry I took a little long to get out to the van, but Mom didn't have to yell at me like that.
I'm sorry that your mom didn't show you the love that you need. Have you ever gotten up on the wrong side of the bed? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. You know that phrase about getting up on the wrong side of the bed? Well, it's not talking about your actual bed. It means that you're having a day that started off wrong, and it's making you grumpy and irritable. When you have a bad day, you need to lean on Jesus to provide you with love and patience for other people. It's part of what the Apostle Paul talks about when he wrote this in Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Our story for today is called Mom Needs Her Coffee. I need you to move a little faster, Lincoln. What's taking you so long? This morning could not be going any worse, and you're not helping things at all. Lincoln blinked back tears as his mom snapped at him for being too slow heading out of the van. One of his shoes had been hard to get on, so he was dragging his foot a bit, waiting until he was seated to fix it. I can't believe I overslept, Mom muttered to herself as they got into the van. Today of all days, when I have a meeting with my boss? Lincoln got settled in the van and worked on adjusting his shoe. He had it fixed by the time his mom dropped him off at his grandma's house. A few hours later, Mom returned to pick him up. I'm sorry I was a little grumpy this morning, Lincoln. She held up a cup of iced brown liquid. I needed my morning coffee. I really can't go without that. Lincoln sighed. You needed it, Mom? Yes, you know me and coffee. I can't function without it. Lincoln followed his mom out to the van. I thought the only thing we're supposed to need was Jesus. Mom settled into the driver's seat. Well, technically he is all we need, she said. But we have some earthly needs, too. Lincoln frowned. Like coffee? Mom backed out of the driveway and started through town. She was quiet for a few minutes before she glanced back at Lincoln. Okay, that's not a good excuse, she said. I'm not a baby, crying because I need my milk at the start of the day. More importantly, Jesus gives me the power to love others the way he does. I should be able to be a loving and kind person without my coffee. I'm sorry. I forgive you, Lincoln said, and I'm sorry you overslept this morning. Everything worked out in the end, Mom said. Right now, I just need God's grace, huh? I need him to forgive me for letting my bad morning and lack of coffee affect my attitude and lead to a case of the grumpies taking over. So how about you? What do you need each day in order to be kind and loving? Do you ever find yourself treating others badly because you're hungry, haven't slept well, or just want more time to yourself? Things like eating and sleeping well are important, but your greatest need of all is for Jesus. Trust him to forgive your wrongs, meet your daily needs, and give you the power to show his love to others, even when you're tired or hungry. Our key verse is Philippians 4:19.
And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus.
And our key thought for today, let Jesus be all you need. Build your faith over the summer by joining Word with Zach. When you do, you'll be challenged to read the Keys for Kids devotional every day to keep learning about Jesus. And if you finish all 3 months of reading, your name will be entered to win the grand prize, which you won't want to miss. Build your faith all summer long by joining Word with Zach. Sign up with your mom and dad right now at wordwithzach.org. That's wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.